things aren't quite so rosy over in Queens at Citi Field. The fans told us that only 1 in 5 think that the Mets could win the series. What seems to be the problem over there? They picked up somebody like Jason Bay. What's going on over there, you think?
Yeah, they've really had a string of bad luck. I mean, you know, the ownership's heart is in the right place. You know, they outspend just about every team in the majors except for the Yankees and maybe the Red Sox. Here's a team that's fighting for its identity and will always be number two in New York, or it seems that way, and they ran this incredible bad string of injuries last year. On top of that, they have so many question marks in their starting pitching. So I can see where, you know, my goodness, you said 1 in 5 thought they'd win the World Series. I think 1 in 5 might have said they had a chance for a winning record, because Mets fans are pretty down over the way things have gone. They did get a little bit of good news recently with Jose Reyes, and it looks like he's coming back, and hopefully Carlos Beltran will be able to return and be healthy. But they've just, boy, you talk about a snake bit outfit, and you know, they bought a left fielder when they really needed another pitcher, so that's why fans are a little bit skeptical.
Well, you know, they do have some bright spots. They got, you know, speaking of pitching, they got K-Rod and David Wright. I think still solid. He hit .307 last year, but he did strike out a lot. Do you think that they have the potential to surprise some fans, or do you think the Phillies are just way too much?
Well, I think the Phillies are good. You know, don't forget Johan Santana, maybe the best pitcher in the National League. And it all depends on that. You know, I joked about the second, third, and fourth starters, but let's say Pelfrey and Oli Perez and John Main, let's say all of a sudden they start looking like Seaver and Kuzman and Gentry, then, gee, you know, maybe they got something there. So, yeah, they've got talent. There's no question. I mean, I like Wright and Reyes on the left side and, you know, Bay and a healthy Beltran. Francoeur seems to fit in nicely out there and right. I think, you know, first base and catching, a little bit question marks. But bullpen looks decent. So, yeah, can they surprise people? Absolutely.
Any other National League teams that have caught your attention this year?
Well, you know, you gotta look at Philadelphia, because they went to the World Series. I mean, Atlanta, believe it or not, is making noises. You know, you have to like what they're doing. You always have to. I mean, those long-suffering Cubs fans, you have to look and see what's going on over there. The Cards are always strong, and the Dodgers, too, out west. So, you know, there's some strong teams out there. There really are. So, you know, the Mets not only have to overcome the Phillies, but they have to overcome those other teams as well.
You know, I've told you before, and I hear from people all the time that agree with me. Just can't tell you how much we miss seeing you on television, but I must tell you, I really look forward to getting your daily top five in my email. Can you tell me a little bit about how you came up with that and how folks can get it?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I don't miss being on the nightly news, that's for sure. I had some long hours and didn't see my wife for a lot of years, but I'll do some future television. It just won't be a nightly newscast. The top five, I always had this theory that not everybody is a hardcore sports fan. And that's how I approached my newscasts at night. I think there are a lot of people who want to sort of know what's going on, but, you know, don't want to know all the gory details. So I came up with this idea of sending out a daily email, which is kind of a cheat sheet and water cooler conversation for people who don't want to read the sports sections and don't tune to all sports radio or ESPN TV, and they want to know what's going on anyway. So I sent out a daily top five, I call, and some of it's serious, a lot of it's frivolous, and it has some fun facts and information. If anybody's interested in getting it, my website is thatssports.com, www.thatssports.com, and it's free. Get it every day.
Great. We'll certainly put out the word. Anything else on the horizon you want to share with us?
Well, I mentioned this kid's book coming up in September, the 25 Greatest Baseball Players of All Time. It's really going to annoy a lot of people, because Sandy Koufax didn't make the cut, and Yogi Berra didn't make it, and Nolan Ryan, and you know, a bunch of great names did not make it. But it's not my fault, because I had a blue ribbon panel, which included former players and some journalists and reporters and the producers. So I had a pretty good cross section of panelists, and you know, they made some interesting choices. There are only 11 unanimous players in the history of baseball that people consider the 25 greatest, of this panel anyway. Obviously, Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays and Ted Williams and names like that.
Can't wait to see it, and let's make a date to talk about that as it gets closer to publication.
Great. Maybe we can have a Maris poll if people agree or disagree with the 25 greatest baseball players of all time.
Great idea. Great idea. Okay. Lynn, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I really appreciate your time.